Indiana walked into Belfont seeking retribution for last year when the Raiders ended the Indian season in the PIAA quarterfinals, and they made a statement, shutting out the defending Quad A state champs 3-0 on the road. Ben Ryan started the game for Indiana and allowed only two hits and one walk while striking out five over 5 1/3 innings, earning the win. Ryan Okapal followed him with 1 2/3 innings of one-hit relief, even stranding two inherited runners in the bottom of the sixth. Ryan's job was lightened in the second after Charlie Manzi drove in two on an opposite field home run, marking his second straight game with a round tripper.
Romanek looking to retire Manzi for the second out. Looks towards second. The pitch. That one's sky deep to center field. Johnson on his horseback, and that's going to be over his head.
Gone.
And over the fence, a home run. Charlie Manzi, second straight game, and Indiana jumps out to a 2-0 lead.
Ethan Shank added an insurance run in the fourth with a sac fly, and the score stayed that way through the end, and Indiana claimed a shutout win over Belfont. Manzi and Caden Homer each went 2-for-3 in the game, while Hunter Martin, Andrew McGee, and Shank each contributed a hit. McGee also had a prolific game at shortstop, stopping four ground balls in the first three innings that helped keep the Belfont offense at bay. Belfont, who entered the game with a team batting average of .397, was held to just three hits all game. Indiana kicks off their state playoff run by dethroning the defending state champion Belfont Raiders 3-0. This is Jake Slobodnik for your hometown radio station.